And our state police have already begun to place extra personnel on standby. We have the Virginia State Police Swift Water Rescue Team also standing by because the threats of 6 to 8 inches of rain along the coast and 4 to 6 inches in the central part of the state mean that there's going to be flooding in many areas. The Virginia Department of Forestry also has their chainsaw crews in place. Obviously, fallen trees means closed roads, which means traffic safety and down power lines. VDOT, along with Department of Forestry, is going to be in charge of debris removal, along with the backup from the Virginia National Guard. The Department of Transportation, ready to clear roads and ensure safe passage, although at the height of the storm, as we always do, we urge our citizens to please stay off the roads. If you don't have to go out Sunday or Monday or Tuesday at the height of the storm when you could have high water on the roads and 50, 60, 70 mile an hour gusts, stay home. It just doesn't make sense to go out and risk coming across debris or a down power line. And so we urge that, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of announcements about closings, liberal leave policy, and so forth that various public and private employers will make.